Amid the burning Arizona sands, three peaks form a triangle of superlatives surrounding Tucson. Atop Mount Graham sits the world's largest optical telescope. Mount Hopkins is home to North America's second largest single mirror telescope. And Kitt Peak contains the continent's largest single collection of mountaintop astronomical instruments. The dry air and mountainous terrain around Tucson make this power trio the core of optical astronomy in the continental U.S. The observatories are historic. The oldest, Kitt Peak National Observatory, was founded in 1958, and its flagship Mayol telescope turns 50 this year. Yet their constant innovations have made them magnets for astronomers worldwide. Facilities on all three mountaintops are doing cutting-edge research on some of astronomy's hottest topics, from dark energy to exoplanets, with inventive instrumentation. Last summer, I set out to explore the triangle, determined to find out how these observatories were adapting to today's challenges, including weathering the COVID-19 pandemic and the increasing threat of devastating forest fires. In June, the entire Kitt Peak National Observatory complex narrowly escaped annihilation in the nearly 29,500-acre Contreras fire. But when the smoke cleared, Kitt Peak National Observatory's 18-story Mayol telescope dome was still standing, visible from Tucson, 40 miles away, to the northeast and towering above almost two dozen smaller domes. The Mayol and the 18-story tall building that houses it date from a time when tall domes were considered crucial for still air and optimal observing. The concept was eventually abandoned for simpler, more compact designs, but the long elevator ride to the top floor control room still inspires visions of astronomers peering skyward from precarious ladders. The telescope has retained its original 15-ton, 4-meter solid glass primary mirror and equatorial mount. "It's a behemoth," says Kitt Peak's associate director, Michelle Edwards, "and, in some ways, a relic. But the bang for the buck comes with the instrumentation that you put on a telescope. You can take a telescope that is 40 years old and put in leading-edge instrumentation, but you basically are at the forefront of science."